The Rodgers and Hammerstein musical Oklahoma is celebrating its 75th anniversary this year, and there's a new production at St. Anne's Warehouse in Brooklyn. It's directed by Daniel Fish, and the darkness of it might be a surprise for some audiences, especially if all you remember about Oklahoma is this.
Ducks and geese better scurry when I take you out in the Surrey. When I take you out in the Surrey with the fringe on top.
But WNYC's Jennifer Venasco says Oklahoma always had a shadowy side, especially in its landmark Dream Ballet.
Choreographer Agnes DeMille said she wanted that ballet to be not a dream, but a nightmare, which is interesting because Oklahoma takes place on a farm and at a train station and at a country dance, very innocuous places. And the story seems at first to be almost silly. Here's how DeMille described it in a filmed interview she did in 1979 for PBS.
You know, the plot of Oklahoma is simply, well, a girl has to make up her mind whether she'll take this boy or that boy to a picnic. This is a situation that has been faced before.
True.
But it resonated with audiences in 1943. It was the middle of World War II. Soldiers packed the theater with their dates.
That triple row of uniforms at the back, the men standing there watching this folksy show, happy, light, with the tears streaming down their cheeks because it symbolized home and what they were going to die for.
Originally, Oscar Hammerstein wanted the dream ballet about this girl's romance to be light, which he thought would suit the story. Actually, he wanted it to have a circus theme. Instead, DeMille invented something new, a dream ballet that moved the plot forward, but also explored motivations. It was psychological. She said, girls don't dream about the circus. They dream dirty dreams. Even of people they might be scared of, like the brooding farmhand Judd Fry.
Well, if she was frightened of him, why didn't she send him packing? Because there was a strange, dark holdover.
So the girl, her name is Lori, she takes this magical elixir, she falls asleep, and in her dream, we see her and the handsome cowboy Curly dancing together. They're in love. She walks down the aisle in a wedding dress, but to her horror, it's Judd who lifts her veil. She may have her fantasies, but now she's scared he might hurt her. Lori feels trapped. There's a tornado. Someone dies. The ballet ends with violence and terror. Here's Doug Reeside, the curator of theater at the New York Library for the Performing Arts.
I think this does speak to the anxieties of people on the home front of thinking about what are our men doing overseas? What will it be like whenever they come back? They're in Europe, which seems so sophisticated. Who are they meeting there? And will our relationship with them be the same whenever they come back?
In Oklahoma, audiences were seeing their own lives reflected back to them. Here was a world that at first seems cheery, where the hardest decision might be who to take to a dance. But then everything changes. John Higginbotham is the choreographer for the current version of Oklahoma at St. Anne's. He says his ballet is completely different, but it accomplishes the same goal, to throw everyone off balance.
There's sort of this benevolent sense of bounty, and then the whole room starts to tilt.
That tilting, it's poignant because it's a lot like life, where people can get complacent, everyone feels good, and then something shifts. For example, a cancer diagnosis or a social upheaval like Me Too. Higginbotham says there's a final speech at the end of Oklahoma delivered by Lori's Aunt Eller.
She says lots of things happen to people, being poor and hungry, being old and afeared to die. Eller's response, there's one way you can make it through this, and that is you have to be hardy. It's the only way to survive.
He says the dream ballet manifests the fears of a society where survival isn't guaranteed, where the whole landscape is rough and you have to fight for everything. But if you're strong, you might be okay. Jennifer Venasco, WNYC News.